Well, good morning, everyone. As always, it's a pleasure to get to speak today. Pastor Mark has the great privilege to come alongside a young church plant this morning in Liberty Lake. He's going to be preaching and teaching on giving. So be in prayer for them as they seek as a congregation to grow in the Christ. Today we're going to be in Psalm 100. I titled the message, Shout It Out. I almost just titled it Sing. And then I wrote down Sing It Out. And then I read the passage again. And I began to think about all the commands in the Psalms to express our emotions. Psalms say things like offering sacrifices with shouts of joy. Another, we are told to be glad and rejoice and shout for joy. Another says, sing a new song, play skillfully on strings with loud shouts. Yet another, clap your hands, all peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. And my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. Our passage today in Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. The NASB version says it this way, shout joyfully to the Lord. We all have shouted, whether it be in the joy of victory, in the heat of competition, maybe during some sort of fight or quarrel. Maybe you've screamed in fear or shouted in anger. Strong emotions prompt us to shout. I remember one time watching my favorite baseball team, the Toronto Blue Jays, and it was during a very tense moment in the game. Blue Jays were trailing. I was in my living room, pacing back and forth, mumbling, come on, get a hit. Make something happen. Let's go. Then the pitch was delivered. And right at the moment as the pitch was on its way to the batter, my 1.5-year-old daughter Lily walked into the room. The pitch came. The Blue Jay player hit a home run. And while that ball was in the air, I screamed, get out of here! I was, of course, commanding the ball to leave the yard, not the baby to leave the room. She thought otherwise. She ran out. I ran after her to apologize. It's our emotions that cause us to shout, to sing, to praise, to make joyful noise. This is what we're going to look at today. So go ahead with and turn with me to Psalm 100 and take out your note sheets. Let's go ahead and read our passage. Again, we read it earlier, and then we'll pray. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let's pray. Father, we love you because you first loved us. You are God. You made us. We are your people. You are good. You are love. You are faithful. And we sing. And may we sing and shout for joy and give you praise. Show us by your Spirit today more of your truth and give us joyful affections for who you are and what you've done. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, point number one, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Verse one again says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. See, the Psalms were written to be sung. They were to be sung and shouted together with others. If you look with me at Psalm 111, verse 1, it says this, says, praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright, in the congregation. We are as the gathered people of God to make joyful noise, to shout joyfully together, to sing our praises loudly to the Lord. The psalmist is calling all of the earth to do this. This is a proclamation to everyone to shout for joy. And the question is, why? Why are we to sing joyfully? Why are we to shout our praises? Why does God give us 150 songs in this book of the Psalms? It's because singing is an important way that we declare our affections, that we declare our love for the Lord. We're going to look at more of this why in point number three, but for now, we declare our love for God in song, in shouts, in our declarations of praise. And again, why do we do this? Because of our salvation. Because he loves us so much that when we were lost and destined for an eternity without him, he sent his glorious son to save us. When we ponder on this salvation, we remember his great love. We remember his mercy and his grace that he gives us every single day. We cry out in praise. We shout for joy. Will you do something with me? Let's sing. I know this is awkward, but I wanted to do this. You'll know it. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Beautiful. Thank you. We're going to do that a couple more times. Point number two, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Joy should mark our everything. Here in verse 2, we're told to serve the Lord. But we're to serve him in a particular way. It says, with gladness. The joy that we have in the gospel of Christ overflows with gladness. We serve the Lord and others as a response to this joy. How can we help but come into his presence with singing? This is why we're here. This is why we gather each and every Sunday. And I hope that you are singing throughout the week as well. Our worship of God should infect every area of our life. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says this, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Whatever we do it for him. This also means that serving the Lord with gladness isn't just something we do when we gather on Sunday. It means that this is all of life. It's an all-of-life kind of worship. What we do the other 6 days of the week matters to God. Every day, we remember this. Every day, we remember his glory brings us joy. And it does this because of his salvation through Christ in us. We adore the one who came and dwelt among us because we have seen his glory. Ready? Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Point number three. Know the Lord. Know the Lord. Verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. This is the key. This is what makes our singing joyful. What makes us serve with gladness. What makes us come into His presence with singing. Knowing the Lord. Knowing who He is. He is God. The Lord of all the universe. The one who made us. Verse 3 says that we are His. Because we were bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are not our own. We are His people. Verse 3 says we are His sheep. He is the great shepherd. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21 says, Now may the God of peace who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We need to know who God is. And this is the central truth of this psalm. Look with me how focused this psalm is on God. Verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Verse 2, serve the Lord. Come into His presence. Verse 3, know the Lord. He made. We are His people, His pasture. Verse 4, His gates, His courts. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Verse 5, the Lord is good. His steadfast love. It's His faithfulness. It's all about Him. Worship is all about Him. And this is why we seek to make Jesus the center of our worship here at New Creation Fellowship. Because God is at the center of everything. The entire universe, all that there is, centers on Him. And this is where we go wrong. We forget that it's not all about us. Sin pulls us away from God. Sin seeks to focus us on us. But the truth is that we are not in control. But God is in complete control. This verse tells us to know that the Lord, He is God. This is the foundation of all of our worship. And we should constantly be praying to the Lord to show us who He is. Because we want to see Him and know Him. All right, let's sing again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Thank you. Point number 4. Give thanks. Give thanks. Verses 4 and 5. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Knowing that the Lord is God, knowing He is the Creator, knowing we are His, we are secure, safe. Nothing can take us away from Him. We are His people. We are His sheep. He is the great shepherd. These are incredible truths. And these truths should cause us to enter His gates with great thanksgiving. Enter His courts with glorious praise. Praise of the One who is in complete control. We should bless His name with loud shouts of joy. I was thinking about fears and anxiety this week while I was preparing. And I remember a quote by a pastor named Matt Mason. He was talking about knowing the Lord and battling fear and anxiety. He said this. He said, does the thing you fear most, the thing that keeps you up at night, have on its resume, maker of heaven and earth. You see, this is our God, he says. Trust him. Cast your cares on him. Be still and know that he is God. What a great quote. What a great truth to hold on to. Our God is the maker of heaven and earth. He loves us. He cares for us. We can trust him with our greatest fears. In this psalm, everything is under God's authority. The gates are his. The courts are his. The songs are his. The earth is his. All of the people are his. The truth is, we desperately need Jesus. He is God, verse 5 tells us. His steadfast love endures forever. Think about that for a second. His love never ends. It won't be strong one day and weak the next. It remains the same day after day after day after day after day. His love is steady and faithful. He is faithful to all generations, this verse tells us. So why do we shout to the Lord joyfully? Why do we serve with gladness? Why do we come into his presence with singing? Why enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise? Why bless his name? Because Jesus is God. Because Jesus made us. And he secured our salvation by the blood of the eternal covenant. He is the great shepherd, and we are his sheep. He is good. His love endures forever, and he is faithful forever. The truth about who God is, when we believe them, when we fully trust them, these truths move us to worship, to sing, to shout it out, to rest in the love of the Savior. And so then I ask this question, what if we don't feel it? What if we're numb? There are many times when some of us don't feel like worshiping like this. It's just true. So what do? It's easy and it's hard, but we just need to seek him, even when we don't want to. Remind yourselves who Jesus is and what he's done for you. Dare I say, preach the gospel to ourselves. Rehearse it over and over and over again. Jesus is God. He is our creator. He created me. He owns me because he bought me with his blood. He's my shepherd. I can trust him. I'm safe with him. This is the way of the Christian life. Rehearse these truths of the gospel and pray that God will give you more affections for him. Pray that he will show you who he is when you read your Bibles. Pray that he will show you who he is when you gather with your life groups, when you gather with your loved ones, when we gather together every single Sunday. This is why we're here. We're here to learn about who he is, to know him, to give him glory through our singing, through the hearing of the word, through our gathering together as his people, through all of our acts of worship. We are rooted and built up in him. We're seeking to grow in knowledge of him. And the more that we are rooted and built up in him, the more we're growing in knowledge of him, the more we will love him. And the more we love him, the more we will share who God is. The more we will share the good news of the one who he sent to save us, Jesus Christ. The world around us here in town desperately needs to know who Jesus is. The world as a whole desperately needs to know who Jesus is. So sing it out. Shout it out. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. For he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we come before you with joy, lifting our voices in praise. You alone are God, and it is you who have made us. We are yours. You are the great shepherd, and we enter your presence with thanksgiving. And may we always enter your courts with praise. Lord, you are worthy of all honor and glory. And we thank you for your steadfast love that never fails and your faithfulness that endures from generation to generation. We just ask that you would teach our hearts to serve you with gladness, to delight in who you are, and may our lives reflect joyful obedience and grateful worship. We love you. We pray this in your Son's precious name.